what causes the problem. Yes, some students said that fluency should come first. Fluency is very important, is crucial in oral English. But you cannot speak fluently wrong English. You cannot. You cannot afford to speak fluently wrong English. Okay, yes, let's come to the second problem, intonation and pronunciation. Okay, yes, one student said that lack of imitation. I do agree, lack of sufficient imitation. For pronunciation and intonation, it's a very simple problem. It's a very simple problem, but it's very difficult for Chinese students. What is the solution to solve this problem? Yes, what is the solution to solve the problem? Pronunciation and intonation. Listening. Okay, listening can help, but listening cannot help all. Listening, practice. Practice can help, but practice is not the key answer. Imitation, reading loud, yes. So you have got part of the answers from the students, from your peer students. Imitation, listening, practice, and here I would say from first, imitate. Imitate as closely as possible. Imitate the tape. Imitate a teacher. Imitate a native speaker as closely as possible. And then you need to have sufficient amount of practice. Sufficient. 刚才我已经说了三个步骤啊，听是第一的，然后是模仿。当然听你要听一个好磁带，你觉得英音好就听英音，美音好就听美音。你千万不要今天听了英音，明天听了美音。记住，这不是只是听力，因为我现在说的是语音和语调。选择一个很好的磁带，你认为语音非常漂亮的，你愿意说的跟他一样。听是第一位的，第二位。一定要听的 as closely as possible, imitate, 要模仿，要模仿的任何细节都越像越好，这个是很需要花功夫的。怎么样模仿？用录音机去模仿，自己读进去，再放，再听和原来的来进行比较，然后才是模仿的量要大，要足够，要有足够的量。那么最后是在你说话的时候要运用上你听到的这些语音发音的规律或者是原则或者是技巧，所以这个不可以缩短的。 And usually for English majors, they spend half a year, 6 months, half a yearTo practice their pronunciation and intonation. Actually, you don't need to practice pronunciation and intonation in class. You need to practice it by yourself with the help of a tape and a tape recorder. 我们很多的这里很多的同学就认为英语调应该没问题，我只要把这个音发对了就好了哈。我这里再次也要强调，这个中国人的发音，我为什么要把这个英语调放在了第二位？第一位就是语法，你不能犯严重的语法错误，这是不能犯的。你犯了以后，我刚才已经说过了，说明你教育水平有问题，外国人就会这么想，你英语教育水平有问题，你才会这么说。所以你别图快，你图快了以后，你说的就是码头工人的英语。第二个就是语音语调，中国人说英语就不像英语的英语，为什么？就是因为太少太少的人真正用心模仿，而模仿的量 是一样的。所以我把英语调放在了第二位。I remember that when I was learning English in college, I imitated, a tape every day for 1 hour. Every day, 1 hour a day. At the very beginning, it was very painful, so boring, because you had to imitate sentence by sentence till you felt that, okay, that's what I want to get. That's the level. That's the level of pronunciation, intonation that I want to get, I want to achieve.所以你是一遍一遍的进行模仿，而不是说他说 I'm a student， 你就说 I'm a student， 这就不是这样。I'm a student， 一会儿我要说英语语音里面，它除了单音 I 啊 us you t 这些单音你模仿到以外，你还要模仿到很多其他因素。一会儿我会讲到。比如说恶读，比如说节奏，比如说连读，比如说语调，你都要模仿。英语我们都知道它是一个非常有节奏的语言，那么我们中国人是模仿的时候这个节奏就非常不注意它。我这里就建议大家一定要去看涂培老师，就是说我们名师讲座在网上挂着的，一定要去看，受益终生。 Yes, and one student said that imitate Family Album USA 走遍了， That is a very excellent textbook 走遍美国， Because I used 走遍美国 Family Album USA for my students to pick up American accentAlright, so that is the reason for the second problem. What is the reason for the third problem? Chinese English or Chinglish? Chinese English. What is the reason for that? What causes that problem? Okay.Yes, later on, I will tell you, some excellent English learning programs. Some students said that they prefer British accent, and some students, yes, American accent. Maybe some other students prefer Australian accent or Indian, accent. Whatever accent you prefer, you need to have a good tape or a good textbook.To imitate. You need to do that. Yes. The voice is very bad. The voice is not good. How about now? Is the voice clear now?It is okay, better. Oh, alright. Thank you. Thank you. Now, let's come to the third problem. Chinese English. This is a very typical and very serious problem for most Chinese learners, Chinese students, Chinese English. Why? Why this problem is so crucial, is so serious?Simply because we are learning a foreign language. Yes, that's right. We are learning a foreign language. A foreign language means that language has its own idiomatic expression, has its own language regulations, rules and regulations. That is why we cannot create things. We cannot create actions.What we can do is to just follow their idiomatic expressions, to use their idiomatic expressions, not to create our own. That is the problem. For instance, I always use the example. 我们总是说，你现在是夏天了哈，我们就问你现在热不热呀？我们有这么多同学在听讲座，我问你，你热？现在都听不听啦？你热吗？怎么说啊？你热吗？Are you feeling hot? Very hot. Are you feeling hot? Are you hot? Okay. There are so many different answers. Hot. Okay. Let's see. 你热吗? Actually, it should be, are you hot? Are you cold? 你冷吗? Are you cold? Is it hot?是问天气热吗？是这样说的，天热吗？那么 ，Are you feeling hot? That is Chinese translation. That is translation from Chinese. Are you feeling hot? Are you feeling cold? 你冷吗？你冷不冷啊 ？Are you cold? So we cannot create expressions.We just follow the idiomatic expressions of that language. All right. That is why I always tell students that we Chinese people need to keep both eyes open.Keep both eyes open for idiomatic expressions and make use of them. Keep both eyes open for idiomatic expressions and make use of them. 换句话来说，这就是说你在学英语的时候一定要非常的敏感。我们总是说，哎呦，这个同学学呀，他有对语言特别有敏感度，他就是学语言的料。为什么有语言？什么叫语言的敏感度啊？就是说，一个 idiomatic expression。你比如说刚才说，你冷吗？就是 Are you cold？ 我们很多同学对这句话麻木不仁，认为我都认识了几个字啊。但是实际上，你问一问。你冷吗？你这句话就是这么说的，外国人是这么说的，不是说 Are you feeling cold? 也不是问 Is it cold? 所以对语言有敏感度的同学肯定就能抓住这个 Are you cold? 这就叫做 idiomatic expression. 因此 That's why I say English, when we learn English, we need to keep both eyes openWe need to be very observant, be very sensitive to idiomatic expressions. Don't create our own. 千万不要自己造词造句，千万不要。为什么？因为你越造的越多，你的 Chinese English 就越多。你不要自己造词造句。很多同学就说了，他在翻译的时候经常问，你比如说，我们。目前要开创网络教研和这句话怎么说呀？很多朋友就问了，老师，开创怎么说？网络教育怎么说？先河怎么说？很多朋友就这样问了。实际上，在英语里面就不是这样的表达的，没有先河，没有开创什么，他们应该怎么表达呀？哎。叫什么 ？To be the first runner， 意思有点接近了。Undertake， begin， make its way， OK， yes， explore， pioneer， I like the word pioneer， very good， I like the word pioneer。这个就是这个意思表达出来了，这就是说我们在学英语的时候一定要 pioneer 这个词，它又是动词，又是名词，你可以用它做动词。所以呢，大家可以看得到了，什么叫语言的敏感度 ？OK， that's the third problem. Next, lack of vocabulary. Next typical problem is lack of vocabulary. Actually, when we are learning English, we are learning new English words almost every day. However, some students feel that they still speak middle school level English. Their English vocabulary is very limited. The level of their oral English is still of English level, middle school level. It has not been improved. Why? Very simple. What causes the vocabulary problem? Some words function very well in your vocabulary. 是不是很多同学现在听起来有点问题呀、啊？这个网速的问题吗？没问题哈，没有问题啊、哦！我也看到很多同学说有问题，我以为好的 ，OK，Thank you. You know that your vocabulary contains two parts. One part is functional part, or you can call it core vocabulary. Core.Most crucial vocabulary, the vocabulary you may use in your English production, in your output, or in your oral English. It's called core vocabulary. The core vocabulary can function very well in your oral English. However, the other half is called recognizable vocabulary.You can recognize them, however, you cannot use them very well. For instance, some students can recognize very large vocabulary or can recognize so many very difficult English words in their reading. However, they cannot use them in their oral English. What is the problem? Simply because the core vocabulary,is very limited, and recognizable vocabulary is big. That's why we need to expand our core vocabulary, the functional vocabulary. 这个意思大家我不知道听懂了没有？你的这个词汇啊。做核心词汇，你能够使非常自由的使用一部分呢，是你见到它认识它，但是你不会用的词。那么这两部分的词，大多数能够进入 core vocabulary 的这些词，基本上是你的中学所学到的词。但是到大学以后，很多同学就已经由于他的学习方法问题，这个 core vocabulary 的发展速度很慢很慢。And then, let's come to the question. How can we extend our core vocabulary?